This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Hey, it's Rich. Hope you enjoyed this podcast of the Zioli Show. And if you did, please rate it on iTunes. Give us 5 stars. You know what I'm saying? Thanks a lot.
The Rich Zioli Show podcast.
So you had it. You got into a car accident.
Yes.
And your car is totaled.
Yes.
So we got to call Barbera on the boulevard.
Yeah. Just get a good deal.
Help Dawn out here. They have a beautiful selection of previously owned minivans, which are... Why don't you just steal one from Maz? He won't know if one's missing. Dr. Maz has so many minivans.
I'm tempted
fleet.
To.
Yeah.
I'll go to his house.
Yeah, we'll just... I got the keys, so it won't be hard. Like 2 months from now, I'll be like, I think I'm missing a minivan. So you know what happened to me yesterday? My car broke down. And you know why it broke down? Because I'm an idiot who doesn't know anything about cars. Like, there are two things in life I don't know anything about: sports and cars, and also home improvement. So three things.
Wow. Did you run out of gas?
No, worse. I thought I was low on oil. Just the check oil light came on.
Oh.
Little light, you know.
You don't want to play with that.
Yeah. Well, I did. So what do? I go into the store and I buy oil. And I add oil to the car.
Oh,
it's low, I add
goodness.
Oil to the car.
Oh, no.
Now, apparently I put too much in because white smoke started coming out of my tailpipe. It looked like there was a bomb that went off in my trunk.
Did you
and
put
the car
the right,
sputtering.
Did you put the right kind of oil, at least?
Well, yeah, apparently also that's another thing. Not all oil's the same oil.
It's not.
Go figure.
It certainly is not. Well, when you noticed your thing was low, didn't you check the dipstick? Didn't you check the
dip? Funny. Dipstick, right? So I checked the dipstick, and it had oil in it, but I go, well, there's plenty of room for more oil. You know what I mean? So I put more oil in, and then it wasn't filled to the top or anything. In my mind, I'm thinking it's like olive oil, like
gosh.
A jar. You just fill it to the top.
Oh, my Lord.
Why would you not want as much oil in there as possible? Fill it up. So so I bring it to the dealership, and because it's sputtering, smoke, it's like, because it literally stopped running, and it was, so I had to get towed. So I get a tow. I go there, and I say to them, here's the deal. There's something wrong with the oil. Guy goes, all right, let me go check it. He comes back, he goes, this car...
Oh, my God.
Has twice the amount of oil it's supposed to have. What did you do? I said, I added oil to it. It needed oil. The guy goes, listen, he's looking at me like I'm an idiot. He goes, too much oil is just as bad for the car as too little oil. I said, okay, you know, fine. I get your point.
God.
Don't lecture me. And then he says, you're the radio guy, right? I go, yeah. He goes, what do you talk about on your show? I said, not cars. It's not car talk on NPR. I don't know anything.
There are, right now, at 4:26 p.m., there are people, there are mechanics in auto body shops all around the Delaware Valley being like, that idiot!
Yeah, I know, I'm an idiot. Complete and utter.
So this guy's... Yeah, this guy's going to talk about you forever.
Yeah, no, and that's what he told me today. He calls me, he goes, yeah, your car's ready. I go, great. He goes, so listen, we had a big laugh about this because when we turned the car on, this giant plume of white smoke came out. And another woman thought it was her car. And she goes, what did you guys do to my car? And they go, it wasn't us. This guy brought in his car. And I said, look, you're allowed to make jokes. It's fine. I'm just glad I didn't destroy my engine. I thought I was going to destroy my entire engine. That's what I was worried about. You know what I mean?
See? So Rich Zioli, though, is great for their job security.
So without question. And this is genetic, by the way. This is genetic because my father can't hang a picture or change a light bulb. My dad's got a guy for everything, literally everything. And my dad does that whole fake thing. Like when we were kids, he would do the thing, you know, we'd be on vacation or something. He'd come over, he'd pop open the hood, he'd look inside, he goes, looks good. And I would go, you have no idea what you're looking at.
That's
you
amazing.
Have no idea.
So
I mean, I'm luckily blessed with a lot of gifts, you know, political analysis, that's about it. But beyond that, there's really, you know what I mean? And little things, like just a common sense thing of just checking the dipstick and then following the line on the dipstick. Seems like
every time you get you get gas in your car, you should have somebody check your
all of it.
Everything.
Just because you live
check
in
windshield wiper fluid, everything.
Yeah, you live in where? New Jersey.
Somebody will do that for
they
you.
They will check. You give them give them a $5 tip. No, you say, can you do mind checking? And they'll check everything. You give them like $5 and they'll check all the stuff.
Now I got to start tipping gas station attendees?
Well, how much did it cost to fix the debacle?
Jane asks on Twitter, are you sure you shouldn't be identifying as a blonde woman? Thank you, Jane. I appreciate that.
Now, this is when I, because my dad and my brother, they could build anything. They could rip apart a car. Put it, so I thought all men knew how to do all this stuff. No. Then I married Larry. He does, no, forget it. So my kids always see. So I'm the handy one. I have the toolbox.
Your husband can't do anything either.
No.
And I know Greg can't for sure.
No, I have a guy for everything too.
See? So we shouldn't stereotype the genders.
So I got, we just bought the new house and we're moving in a couple weeks and Tom's there, the handyman. Tom's handyman. He's a great guy. This guy is the best. I love this guy. But he's listening yesterday to the show about how the car broke down and he's cracking up. And I told him what happened with the oil. And he just starts laughing. He goes, listen, we all make mistakes. I go, you have never made that mistake. No. He goes, no, I haven't. You're right. I haven't. But and then he gave me the nicest compliment ever. He goes, oh, I love at the end of the day because he works two jobs. You know, great mm-hmm. guy. He's got his own little business, but he works another job. And then he goes, I love at the end of the day. I get home. I put on the show to fall asleep every night. I go, you turn on our show. He listens to the podcast to fall asleep. He goes, I love you guys. I go, this is how you fall asleep? What am I, hypnosis? What is this? That's your compliment? Yeah, right. Yeah. So let's talk about oil in the engine. It's very important to lubricate. The stick. The stick should be. Yes, you don't want it too far. You stick it in and that's what happened with my car. Oh, so I got it back and and so I was supposed to have an orthopedic appointment with our buddy Dr. Nick on Twitter. And I had a call me, so I go, Dr. Nick, I'm 30 minutes away from my appointment for my shoulder, you know. And I said, I can't, my car broke down. So he calls me last night. He goes, are you okay? I said, I think so. He goes, what's wrong with the car? I said, it's like an oil thing. I didn't have the nerve to tell him. Now everybody in the listening area. Now I'm telling, now he knows. 500,000 people.
Yep.
Amy says, so you not knowing anything about cars is definitely 25th Amendment bad. Yes, it is.
It is definitely 25th Amendment.
Yeah, that is what I did to my car was 25th Amendment bad. I walked into the dealer and the dealer goes, what you did is bad. And I said, but was it 25th Amendment bad? Huh? Come on. All right, 855-839-1210, #1210 on a sale. Just so you don't lose complete and utter faith in me, I have outstanding political analysis, which you're going to get for the next 90 minutes, all right?
Yes.
Very good.
Riccioli 3-6, Talk Radio 1210, WPHD.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.